Hello, I'm Jack, and I'm here at the Cambridge Union with Bonnie Tyler. Thank you very much for joining me.
Hiya, Jack.
How are you today?
Very good, yeah. We had a good driver from the Mumbles in Swansea. And it's the first time I've ever been to Cambridge.
Okay. Mm. Have you found the city?
It's beautiful. I mean, I haven't really seen much of it, to be honest, but yeah, it's great to be here. I just hope I can answer your questions.
I won't make them too hard, I promise.
Well, if they're about my career, that's okay. If you ask me anything else about the world, forget it.
Well, the first question is kind of about your career, very early on. I was just wondering, you grew up in an era with Elvis Presley, the Beatles, Tina Turner and this kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Did you ever want to emulate any one artist and why? Or did you take sort of lots of different artists?
I was very inspired by Janis Joplin, Tina Turner, and like Wilson Pickett and a lot of people. I mean, I just loved music, and so they inspired me a lot. But you always aim to have your own sound, you know. It's no point being like anyone else. You have to be yourself, you know. So, but in the beginning, when I first started singing, of course, you sing in all the songs that are in the charts at the time, and you kind of fall into the way that they sing it, and then you think, hang on, no, I've got to be myself, you know.
You were offered the chance to perform at Eurovision in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Quick one, do you regret that decision, and if you
definitely not. I was number one in America and number one in the UK. I was too busy to do the Eurovision, and it would have been really naughty if I had done it, wouldn't it, you know, being number one and doing that. So it was absolutely the right decision to say no. But it came at the right time for me a couple of years ago, because I just had an album released and it was great publicity, you know. Mm. Yeah.
You record a fair few of your songs in different languages, and I was just wondering how much work goes into learning that language. Do you spend a lot of time trying to get your head around the language, or do you just take effectively the song and sing it?
I'm a very naughty girl. I don't speak other languages, so I tend to write them down phonetically, how they sound to me. And I usually have a person, like if I'm singing in French, I've got a French person there to check out what I'm singing like, or a Spanish person, or whatever it is, you know. So, but I write it down phonetically, and I'm singing these words that don't make any sense to me, you know, but... But I've had a few number ones with it. I did one in Greek, one in Spanish, one in France. We were number one for 12 weeks running in France. And the only country that the Black Eyed Peas weren't number one was because we were number one for 12 weeks. We kept them off the charts, you know. And I didn't know what the hell I was singing about.
And now it's time for my quickfire five. I ask everyone I interview this quickfire five. It's a set of either or questions. Are you happy for us to go?
I don't know what you mean, though.
Okay. So, you've worked with quite a few artists.
Yeah.
Which did you prefer working with? Was it Ridian or Karine Anton?
Oh, Ridian was fabulous. He was really lovely. But, I mean, you're talking about... completely two different genres of music, you know, and I had much more success with Karine Anton, with the number one that was number one for 12 weeks in France. But Ridian, his album went to number one, and I hope that I contributed to that in some way, you know. When I met him for the first time, we were recording the duet that we did in Andrew Lloyd Webber's studio in London. And I walked in, and I fell off the step, and I went flat out on the floor. And I said, oh, nice to meet you, Ridian. I went completely out flat on the floor. What an entrance.
So he remembered you after that point, I guess.
I don't think he'll ever forget.
Performing abroad or performing in this country?
Oh, I just did a gig in the O2. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, in the Indigo, and it was amazing, I tell you. I loved it, you know, because I don't get to do many shows in this country because I'm always in foreign countries. But it was amazing.
80s hairstyles or modern hairstyles?
Oh, modern. Everybody thought I had a perm in the 80s because I sort of scrunched. But actually, I had my hair layered in different short layers, and you just put a blob of curly mousse on and you just scrunch it, you know, and it made my hair look massive, you know. It was never a perm.
If you needed a hero to help you out, would you choose Superman or a prince, a knight in shining armour, would you say?
A knight in shining armour.
And finally, Footloose or Shrek 2?
Footloose. Kevin Bacon every time.
Thank you very much, Bonnie Tyler, for joining me today, and I hope you enjoy the union later on.
Oh, I think I will. Thank you.